Yeah.
Secretary Clark.
Yes, sir.
Well, we won it over there.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I thought you'd be pleased. And we now, of course, have got to start work in the Senate. It's going to be a very long shot there.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. I got a call in to Meany, but he's out. He's in Georgia, and I don't know if we can get him. But I just think if we could possibly turn a couple of those guys, it could make it. But beyond that, even if the Senate, which is probably the likely course of events, does not go with the House, there is a conference, and in that conference, you're going to get something.
Yes, sir.
You got to get something. But I think it's just good for our morale, don't you, to win one?
Oh, no question about it. I think we ought to give it a void of a run in the Senate, and I'm not sure we can do it, but I'll personally go to work on it and see if we can.
Well, the guys that I think, I'm going to try to take a whack at Cooper to think if
he
can swing him.
Let me tell you how you can turn some, I think, and I don't know whether you want to pay the price or not.
What's that?
The thing that has most of these people upset, and God, I talk
withheld funds?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
On public works.
Right.
Public works withheld funds.
Right.
God, I talk to Ellender, I've talked to Long, and every time I call them, that's all they want to talk about.
Yeah, provided the ones that's withheld from are the ones whose votes we need.
Well, that's right, and I haven't analyzed it, so I don't know. That may not.
All right. Whatever the price is, we'll pay it.
Well, I think you ought to have somebody look at it.
That's
I really think if you can anyway, you ought to release those public funds because it puts you in an impossible position of trying to defend, holding them up when we're looking for jobs and we're asking for you know, everything in the world. And, But you're going to see Daley tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am.
Well, he can't probably help in the Senate much, though.
No, I don't think so. But I'll tell you the ones, really. Gambrell, they're one. I'll tell you, the new senator from Florida, I don't know who's got a handle on him, but he ought to shift because of Lockheed.
Right.
Gambrell ought to shift because of Lockheed.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if you could tell the Lockheed people, they ought to get to Gambrell immediately and the new senator from Florida. And incidentally, it's cold turkey. Frankly, John, I'll cool off on Lockheed if they don't come along.
I understand.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
And they ought to know this.
Well, Gambrell's father, Mike Gambrell,
Farmer
head of the bar and has been general counsel for Eastern Airlines for 30 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Eastern's got a slight interest.
Right. Well, there's another thing. Another thing you can say, too, on this one. It is a different situation, see, now than it was. And I mean, in order, you see, these guys have got to have a basis for changing. Well, the financial situation is different. It isn't as much money. And you can make a commitment that the president's going to take another look at it next year, and then it's going to cost any more money. But if Gambrell would shift, and then you get Cooper, you're within the ballpark. If you shift two, then getting one more.
I can talk to Lawton Childs.
Can you? Good.
From Florida. And
good.
I can talk to Gambrell, and we'll do it.
Well, try the two, because the main thing is to talk to them
Cranston and Tunney.
The thing is, if you could talk to them before they get frozen up.
I'll talk to them in the morning.
And say, don't make a decision until we have a chance to talk to you, this is terribly important. The other one is, I don't know, can we do anything with Benston?
I'm going to talk to him.
I just really think that for the national interest, he ought to... Now, in view of the fact that the House has acted, why does he want to obstruct you? That's the way you could... You know, he's a good citizen.
He sure is, and I want to really talk to him. He's voted that way once now.
Yeah. Yes, he's made his point.
He's lived up to his commitment.
He's made his point, and he could say, well, now, under the circumstances, the House has acted, and we're going to have something, and this looks like the... I'll work on Cooper, and there's one other one, and that's Clint Anderson, but I think Clint... I think the guy that I think Jackson's got to handle him. I'll try Cooper and I'll try.
Well, I can help on Clint.
Can you?
Good.
All right. Well, those are the names. Those are the only ones I can think of that'll shift out of that group. You get three out of those, we make it.
Well, I'll get Clint.
See, we only need three to change.
Yeah, I know it.
Because we got the chair.
Right.
See, a three is a tie.
Right.
Right. But looks like a different day.
It sure does, and I think it's just wonderful. I really do.
Changes the psychology a little, too.
Oh, of course it does.
Right.
I just think it's great.
Great.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.